Okay, so we were learning Shoftim Perek Hey Pasuk of Zayin. Bein Ragleha Kora Nafal Shochav. Bein Ragleha Kora Nafal Bashukora Shom Nafal Shodud. So we said Al Pipshat, this is just poetic. The Shira Devora is repeating herself to stress either how quickly this happened, how strongly this happened, etc. That was Al-Pi Pshat. And then we have the Drash, the Gemara, which darshins that Sisra was with Yael seven times. Seven times we learned the Kilas Yaakov. The Kilas Yaakov said, he explained how you see in the Pasuk the weakening of Sisra, how through each time he was with Yael, he got weaker and weaker. And then he went on to also be bothered with the Medrash, which says that Sisra did not touch Yael. Sisra did not touch Yael. And he explained it in that case, how do you read the Pasuk? And he said, you read the Pasuk that he wanted to. He wanted to be with her, but he wasn't with her. We had all different ways to answer that. So we spoke about a lot also back in Perek Dalet. So, I mean, you could learn. I mean, there is a way to learn, even though Shas Bavli Fish certainly does not learn that way.
Why would he be weakened then if it's just Rak B'Dimyon?
Yeah, I don't know. If according to that pshat, is he necessarily getting weaker? Right. I don't know. I'm sorry? He also came from fighting. He was already weak. He was already tired. He was already, you know, he was on the run. And he was already tired, etc. So the Divrei Tova also picks up on this, the weakening. Why it's saying it in these lashonos? V'ainu shebetchila bein ragle karahainu ki koreya. He was like bowing on his knees. He couldn't hold himself up anymore. Tremendously weak. Someone who falls can strengthen himself and get up. He couldn't even get up. That was just the first three. Then he rested a little. That's why it says again, Bein Ragleha, Kara Lirmos al Hafsik Shebein Shalosh Bilos Rishonosh Labilos Halalu. There was a separation between the first three and the rest. Shekein hu nach kitzas v'schazek od pam leboala. Avul oz kvar lo yachol leboala shalosh pam yachad. The second time around, he wasn't able to do three at once. El kosov rak bein regler kara nafal. Hine yetzliach bepam shnia leboala rak shnei pam. Only two times. L'kach gam hayu bepam ashlishes v'asher kara sham nafal shadud. V'hine bepam hazu kvar hayu v'asher kara sham nafal shadud. Shekein bi'ila Hashvius Kara Yibigeder Nofel Shadud. He's already vanquished by the seventh one. Shekokacha Yechala. She was so weak. Me Abeila Hashvius Ad Shehu Begeder Nofel Shadud. Shehaisalo Zu Nefilo Shel Shadud. Shehu Kolkacha Yemutash Ad Shukvar Shadud Biyedei Yael Shel Yachol Klal Lizgah Belatz. We couldn't do anything at that point. He was totally wiped out and vanquished by that time.
How do you explain that the passing before, she already killed him with the
right, exactly. So we spoke about that yesterday. So this
was
is
done already.
Right. So this is going back. I mean, the pasuk
so
is going back in the place. No, well, the pasuk is saying in the place where he fell dead was the same place that all this happened. Meaning he fell dead in that place, that same place. That's how you learn. But others do learn in Al Pipshat that this was that is a hemshich. We said that yesterday as well. That this was the result of the three blows that he got. He got three different blows. We said according to one pshat, the Lev Aaron says, and this is how each blow affected him. That's what the pasuk is saying. I'll see
there's
that.
There's a time period here. I mean, if he was with us seven times.
Yeah.
And the milk and getting tired, all this kind of stuff.
Right.
This was like an hour.
Right.
So nobody came to the tent, nobody knocked on the door, nobody was around, nobody, it doesn't give any kind of a,
it couldn't have been more than a day, that's for sure, because the entire episode, Melcham and everything, was one day. So, but obviously it seems that this must have been at least a few hours that this was going on, that this whole thing happened. Then he adds, though, v'yatakin lahosif shegam habilah shlisha asa sisra b'likach klal shegam lanemar b'asher kara shom nafil shal. Even the sixth one, he barely had any koch. Shekein gam habilah shishi shav so l'shvias. They're equal, the sixth and the seventh. B'zeh shelo hayulo klal koach lo. He had no koach anymore. Shegam shef shekitzas l'kora l'bilah hazu b'geder kara mikol mokum gam shom nafil shadut. And then he says, v'kumo shekasavti b'harchiv davar sheyesh there's a tremendous nace with all this, which is why Devora is putting this in the Shira. Sisra was seeing himself how he's getting weaker and weaker. Ubecholzo, Sisra hiskim leboala. Even though he sees himself getting weaker and weaker to the point where he can't even move, he's still, and this is, he's obviously, he's on the run for his life over here, and he knows the Jews are after him to kill him, and yet he's allowing himself to get into this unbelievably weakened state. So he says this is a tremendous nace. V'ashu ha'irgish eich shekochosav noflim me'ala b'chol zos lo nitzar klal b'zeh. He wasn't careful to weaken himself. V'zu gam genuso ha'gedola shel Sisra. We also see the tremendous genus, the disgrace of Sisra. Eicha yod lohet achar harayos. How he was so desirous for these illicit relations, atche ba'avura meis b'tzura mishuna kezos bi'arisha, that this was the way he had to die, by the hands of a woman and doing these acts. That's what he adds on. Yes.
Paradolid in New Test.
Yeah.
In New Test and New Test. So here he comes to the tent. She says, "Don't be afraid. Come in." She covers him with a blanket. And then he asks for some milk, he gives him a drink, he gives him milk, and then he says, "Go stand at the entrance, so if anyone comes, there's no time here, it's something that doesn't seem to fit with.
Well, I mean, that's what happened first, and then, afterwards, she went in the tent, and okay. So, since this is our last shir before Pesach, and we've been talking for the last months, however many months we've been learning Perek Dalet and Perek Hey, we see all many, many, many connections between Kriyas Yamsuf, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Milchemes Sisra. Off the top of your heads, what do you remember that we've spoken about so far as connections between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Milchemes Sisra?
Well, first of all, didn't we say it took place?
Recently we found that Rav Chaim brought from a Medrash that it was actually this whole Milchama was the night of Pesach. Unbelievable. It was Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim was the night of Pesach, which is why Dafka, the everything had to be finished that night. Yeah, that's one tremendous connection. What else?
The soldiers, with his army being, wiped out.
Ah, meaning both armies, you're saying?
Both armies,
both armies are wiped out, okay.
And the Yam and the Nahal.
Right. So that's a very, very clear connection we see in Chazal. We're going to learn this Maimer. This is a sefer I have called Shiftei Nachlosecha. It's a sefer also about the Shvatim. It's by Rav Schlanger, who's still alive, a Talmud Chacham, I believe. And he has this Maimer, which is called Geulas Yisrael Misisra, the redemption of the Jews from Sisra, Chazara al Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a Chazara, sort of a repeat on Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we'll see it's more than just a repeat. So he first brings, which I'm not going to go through again, he brings the Chazal, which we've seen a few times already, that what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Kriyas Yamsuf actually, that the Jews were, the Gemara says, Mikatane Emuna. Their Emuna was not strong enough, and therefore they said that just like we got out of the Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim probably got out as well. And because of that, so because they were Mikatana Emuna, because they didn't have enough Emuna to believe that the Mitzrayim were wiped out, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, had to spit the Mitzrayim out of the Yamsuf. And the Yamsuf was not happy with this. They said, hey, how could this be that you give us a present, you give us a matana, you're going to take it back? How is this fair? So what does Hashem answer? Right, I'm going to pay you back 1.5 times as much. 1.5 times as much, you're going to be paid back. What's the 1.5 times as much? Because Paro had 600 chariots and Sisera had 900 chariots, which is 1.5 times as much. So the sea got back 1.5 times what they lost. Okay, so where is this Gemara, by the way? Which, if you had to choose which Masechta this Gemara would be in. Psachim, right? So of course not a coincidence that this Gemara is in Psachim. It's in Psachim. So that's the Gemara in Psachim.
You also have the Me'al HaTeva intervention with obviously in the Yetziat Mitzrayim and with the Kochav.
100%. So Anu Lom de Midirei Gemara. So he brings this Gemara and he says, what do we learn from this Gemara? Ki aloso shel Sisera, the lifting up of Sisera, v'yicholoso lihilachim b'Yisrael, and his ability to fight with Klai Yisrael, novas michisaron shei b'Yisrael mitzkilas yitzias mitzrayim b'kriyas yamsuf. Amazing how he's learning from this Gemara, right? So the whole reason that Sisera had the ability to fight against Klai Yisrael was because of this chisaron, meaning had Klai Yisrael not been mikatane emuna, at that time, had they had enough emuna, so this whole war against Sisera never would have happened. It was only because they were Mikatana emuna that the war against Sisera had to happen, and Hashem had to pay back the Yam. This only came through the fact that they didn't have enough emuna. And even with this tremendous nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the sea is split for them, still they're afraid. They're afraid of the Mitzrayim and they're afraid of the Rechev Barzel. Hemshichu Yisrael bechnisasam laaretz upochadu. Excuse me. Mibnei rechev barzel shel yoshvei haaretz. And this katnus in emuna did not leave Klal Yisrael even later on. Meaning, even when they were entering in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael still were afraid of rechev barzel. Where do we see that? So we see that first in Sefer Shoftim. Excuse me, in Sefer Yeshua. Yeah, what were we going to say, Shimon?
They were on some mountain they were afraid of.
Right. You remember, it was the Bnei Yosef. Vayidar Bnei Yosef el Yeshua Leimar. And they complained about their nachla. Madua nosata li nachlas gorel echon v'chevel echon v'ani amrav. Why do we have such a small portion when we're so big? Ad asher ad kol b'rcheni Hashem v'yom Bnei Yosef lo yimtza lanu hahar. V'rechev barzel b'chol ha-kenani ha-yoshev b'eretz ha-emek. They were on the har and they were afraid of the rechev barzel that was in the emek. La'asher b'beishan u'bnosel la'asher b'emek Yisrael. V'yomer Yoshua el beis Yosef. Le'efraim u'menashe le'emer. Amravata v'kol gadolucha. What do you mean, Yoshua says back to them? You're an amrav. Lo yilecha gorol echad. You don't have a little bit. Ki torish es akenani ki rechev barzel lo ki chazak hu. No, even though they have rechev barzel, Yeshua said you could conquer them. But did they? They didn't. They did not. There was still this ketane amuna. Hare ashvata menashe ve'efrayim. Shekiblu es achelek ho'ari me'eretz Yisrael. He says they had a lion's share of Eretz Yisrael. Yosef. Toanim Shane Makoma Maspik. They still complain they didn't have enough. Machmas Rechab Barzel Shilkanani. And why? Because there was Rechab Barzel there. Vehem Yurayim Mimanu Vyesh Bazah, he says very strongly, Michet HaMeraglim. He says this was like the Chet HaMeraglim, who also said, Lo Nucha La'alos El Ha'am, Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu. We're not going to be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. They're too strong. V'Yoshua Lo Kibel Es Divrayim. Yeshua didn't accept what they were saying. V'Savar Ki Yesh B'Chochem Lo'Rash HaSikinani Al Af Chozek Richbo. And Yeshua says, no, you're wrong. Even though they have Rechab Barzel, you can conquer them. You can defeat them. Ach b'nei Yisrael b'chisaron emunasan lo nilchamu b'yoshvei ha'emek. They still didn't do it. And even continuing into Sefer Shoftim in Parak Aleph, we saw even Shevet Yehuda, who did conquer most of their land, didn't conquer everything. Ki lo lahorish es yoshvei ha'emek. Again, ki rechev barzolahem. Even Yehuda did not wipe out their entire nachala because of the rechev barzol. Lohorish min nashes beishanu b'noseha. V'es yoshrei David b'es b'noseha. V'es yoshrei Yivlam b'es b'noseha. Again, the shvatim of Yosef also did not finish the job. They did not finish conquering Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of the Rechev Barzel. So this Chisaron and Amuna, which is represented in the fear of Rechev Barzel, continued. It wasn't just coming out of Mitzrayim. It continued even into Eretz Yisrael, even when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Even in the time of Yoshua, which was an unbelievable time for Klai. So there was still this Chisaron of Amuna that they weren't able to finish the job. They still had a fear of the Rechev Barzel.
How many years of battle are we talking about from Kriyat Yom Sof to Yael?
Yeah, it's a few. I forget. We had the Cheshbon. I don't remember now what the Cheshbon was. Yeah, but we're talking about having number 160. I don't know, 160. I have to look. The Sefer.
It's 40 in the Midbar.
One of the Svarim makes the Cheshbon. One of the Svarim makes the.
And then you have the lives of the Shvatim up to that. The
Shoftim. Right.
So it can't be more than a couple hundred.
We're talking about a few hundred years.
In the scheme of things, it's not that long. You know, not like now where, you know...
Thousands of years. We're not talking about thousands of years.
You know, 10 minutes later, it's old history. History moved slower then, so a couple hundred years is,
Correct. And he continues. B'zeh shelo his'oru Yisrael, lilochim lohorsha sekanani mipachad rechev barzel shelohem, avru al tzivoy Hashem Yisbarach. They were being over on the tzivoy. What tzivoy? Right, that was the tonight to come in. Asher echnisam laretz b'tenai sheyorishu esho ama mitocham. As the he's being right from the chumash ki atem over mesayardin el aretz kenan. This is in Bamidbar. V'horashtem es kol yoshvei aretz mipneichem v'horashtem es haaretz v'yoshavtem ba. Kilochem nosati es haaretz l'reshes oso. You have to drive them out because I'm giving you the land. Vim lo torishu es yoshvei aretz. And if you don't drive them out, mipneichem v'hayo asher tosiru mehem l'sichim beineihem v'letzninim b'tzideichem. They're going to be thorns in your side. V'tzaru eschem al haaretz asher atem yoshrim ba. And then it can cause you tremendous sar. V'hayo kasher demisi lasos lohem eset lochem. What you were supposed to do to them, they're going to do to you. And even while they were in the Yarden, when they were going down into the Yarden, Hashem told Yeshua, "Du'u al matem over mesayardim." You have to know, why am I bringing you into Eretz? So why are you crossing the Yarden? Al menas shetorishu as yoshrei haaretz mipneichem. Shenema v'arashem es kol yoshrei haaretz mipneichem imatem osim kein mutav. If you do this, good. V'im lav. The water will come right now, the water of the Yarden, and drown you. My osichem osivi esichem. V'nimso shechisarn emuna shoy b'yisro b'kriyas yamsup lefached michel paro. This chisarn of emuna, they were afraid of the army of paro. Haviosam lechet ha-meraglim, that brought them to the chet of the meraglim. Lefached miyoshu arts v'gam kasher tiknu chet zev v'nichlasu lichlush es arts. And even though they were sacking the chet somewhat, and they came into Eretz Yisrael, adayin lo yekoach Be'amunasam kidei lilachim bohem ad tumam. But they couldn't complete the job. They could not finish off the job. They couldn't totally destroy, totally wipe out the Canaanim. Va'kadosh baruch hu esnei Yisrael shelo yichantzu lematzav shel chayim meshutafim im ha'amim sheba'aretz. Shekein ba'ofim zeh mu'medes b'sakonos etzim b'chiras ha'kadosh baruch hu b'Yisrael. And Hashem was so afraid that they would mix the Klal Yisrael, that we would mix with the Goyim. Kekosav ayikasher demisi la'asuchem esel lochem v'abir. Shekarish baruch hu hevi. Why is this? Why did Hashem want so much to get rid of the Canaanim? Pashit, because they say in Chumash, Shayiyu am levadad yishkon. Klal Yisrael needs to be an am levadad yishkon. Uban hagam miuchedes mikolo am. Klal Yisrael is different than all the other nations. Kakasuv Hashem badad yanchenu ve'ein imo el nechar. Vashras ha'amim be'eretz. Hamgarim yachan itam yutzarim matzav shel am bein ha'amim. They're not going to be am levadad yishkon. If the Canaanim are in the land, they don't have the ability to be who Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Ubezeh nifsedes hatachlis shel bechiras hakadosh baruch hu v'Yisrael. The whole tachlis why Hashem chose us is we should be an am levadad. And if we're not levadad, then we're not doing our job. Shevdile min hamitzray. But also sumovsim lios la'am nachala, and that's why he brought us out of Mitzrayim, so we should be la'am nachala. V'zeh shekosav al chet Yisrael lo hishmidu es ha'amim asher amar lohem v'yisarvu begayim v'yilmadu ma'asayim. We can't be amongst the Goyim and learn from their ways, and this is exactly why we had to drive them out, and we could not finish the job. There was still a chisaron in emuna. So what's the tikkun for this? Where is the tikkun for this chisaron of emunah, which started by Yetzias Mitzrayim and continued into coming into Eretz Yisrael? So the tikkun is to defeat Sisera. And who was Sisera? We know, and we built this up a few times. I'm not going to read all the chazal again, but Sisera was when he was 36 years old. He conquered the entire world. Walls could fall down from his voice. Animals could stop in their tracks. It says that he came with 31 malachim, just like in the days of Yeshua, there was 31 kings, so too in the days of Sisera. This was almost a supernatural enemy. I mean, this Sisera was something out of a comic book, a villain out of the comic books, the super villain, you know, in his unbelievable strength. Umelchemes Sisera, haisa ba'osu mishkal kamo koma Chemes Yeshua, v'shira zos magia, and the shira, therefore, that she was devora, v'shira zos magia ad hageula hashleima, and the shira of Shira's Devora is a geula shleima. We didn't get quite up to the end, but we'll see. Hakzara b'tshuva v'atikun sheYisrael sheviu l'nitzuach Sisera mefurish b'psichas shirasa before our pros b'Yisrael b'snadev am baruch Hashem v'chein behemshich shirasa b'shivchas devora es hashvatim she'snadu l'milchama u'magino es elu shelo hisnadu. And we see in the shira the praise of those shvatim that came, of those that were what? That were moser nefesh. We see tremendous praise to those that were moser nefesh. Just ending now, he doesn't bring this out, but the ultimate mesiras nefesh is Yael, right? Yael and her tremendous mesiras nefesh is being brought out in the Shira. And the Ganai of the ones that were not moser nefesh. Orim li rose v'chulu mevur she'ikar ha-mevukash b'mulcham azu he is nadvus l'mesiras nefesh l'mulchamas Hashem. The ikker thing in this war we see is Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh on the part of Klal Yisrael. To go against such an enemy, such a Sisera, you need tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Shebederech HaTeva. Lo hayu yecholin lenatzeh. Bederech HaTeva, this is a man who conquered the entire world. Bederech HaTeva, there's no way. V'haisizu melchama shekula Mesiras Nefesh ve'emuna bedvar Hashem. This is a war of Mesiras Nefesh, of emuna. And this is the tikkun of the katnus emuna lechoser haratzon neilachem biyoshi haaretz. And the up until this point, the lack of desire to fight against Rechev Barzel, and now here you have Klal Yisrael going against the Rechev Barzel. Ula Olam and Nedivul Sheyisrael Limsor Nafsho He Sibas Hanisim Keshem Shenachshon Ben Aminadov Shekofatz Rishon LeYam Kiddush Es Shemo Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Nachshon who jumped into the Yam first, so he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. If you sanctify my name, Afani Mekadesh Eshemi Al Yedchem, Al Mekadesh also my name, I'll sanctify my name through you. Kemosho Sisi Lechananya Mishal Vazarya, that they were saved. Vamra Al Bechiris Avmavinu, Beyom Shagazu Nimrod Lahatilu Lakivshano Esh, Imchoma Hi Nivne Alea Tiras Kesef, Imamid Devarim Kichoima Nivne Alea Tiras Kesef. Of Elu Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're willing to be Moser Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tremendous Nisim for us, like we see by Avraham Avinu, like we see by Hananya Mishael Azariah, and here in the Melchema Sisra, we have tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. Now, we never fully really answered a good answer for why Naphtali Zevulun. Why was it Naphtali and Zevulun that were the ones specifically to fight against Israel? Pshat, it was their land. It was in their territory. That's why it was Naphtali and Zvulun. But is there something deeper? Is there a deeper reason why specifically Zvulun and Naphtali were the ones?
Were they chosru for something back in the original kibush?
So let's see. So we actually once saw this chazal, and I don't know how it works out with the famous chazal that we all know, that Nachshon was the one who jumped into the Yam first. But we've seen this is a mechilta, and the mechilta says, Kishamdu Shvatim al Hayam, when the Shvatim were there by the sea. So there's a range, there's Paro's army behind them, 600 Rechev Barzel behind them, and there's a Yam, a raging sea in front of them. So they're standing there. Ze Omer, so this Mechilta says that the different Shvatim said, Ze Omer Ani Yoreh Tchila Liyam, Veze Omer Ani Yoreh Tchila Liyam. They started having somewhat of a fight. Who's going to jump into the Yam first? And they're standing there screaming at each other. Shifto shel binyam, kafat shifto shel binyamin, v'yarad liyam. So Shevet Binyamin went first and jumped in. Shenemar sham binyamin tzir roidam sore Yehuda is a pasuk in Tehillim. Is in Tehillim samches chavches sham binyamin tzir roidam. Sare Yehuda rigmasam, sare Zevulun, sare Naphtali. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Al tikri rodam elo raid yam. Don't read it. Rodam elo raid yam. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma schar natlu b'nei binyamin. Sheyardu liyam tchila. Sharsa shechina b'chelko. Where's the Beis HaMikdash? In the chelik of binyamin. So because binyamin was the first shevet to jump in, and Yehuda, they actually started stoning Binyamin. They were so upset that Binyamin jumped in first, so they started throwing rocks at them. And then that schar, that they were so upset that they weren't the ones to be Moser Nefesh, so they get Malchus. They get Malchus. But who's missing from this equation? It seems, and we don't know exactly the story, but somehow Sarei Zevulun, Sarei Naphtali also wanted to jump in. They were also there. What Sarei Zevulun, Sarei Naphtali, Bavalamat, Shekishem Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisim, Al Yidei, Shevet Yehuda Ubinyamin Al Hayam, that Hashem did Nisim Al Hayam for Yehuda, and Binyamin Kach Asalam Nisim Nisim Al Yidei, Sarei Zevulun, Sarei Naphtali. Al yedei devora shenemar v'lakachas imcha aseres alafim ish mibnei Naphtali umnei Zevulun v'omer mashachti eilecha el nachal kishon es sisra tzar tzva yavin. So Naphtali and Zevulun needed to be paid back, as well. And where are they paid back? By Milchemas Sisra Mavur. Sha'osu Aschus Shel B'Yom Yehuda B'Kriyas Yam Shemasu Nafshem Likfos LeYam Hiskayma B'Shevet Zulman Naftali B'Milchemas Sisra Ulechein HaNeishin Nasa Lohem Hu Hashlama LeNeishin Nasa B'Kriyas Yam. So this is completing the Neis of Kriyas Yam that is being completed with the war against Sisra. Ukamosha Vein was Dira Gamara, Shinachal Kisho Nasa Arav, Lakarish Barhu Lachsir, Lo, Kinegra Mitzrim, Shotsiam Minhayam Liabosha, Sunachal Kishon is the Arav on paying back the Yam, Kaknitin Lavan is Dira Gamara, As we learned, because Yisrael didn't, Klai Yisrael didn't have enough emuna, so Hashem needed to spit out the Mitzrim, and they needed to have this whole Milchema Sisra later on. Kidei sheyiru osam meisim al svasiyam mitokach zachu ha-Mitzrim l'kvura. He says another interesting idea. And because of this katnos and emuna, so the Mitzrim was ochet to kvura. They wouldn't have had kvura. They wouldn't have been buried. They would have been lost at sea. They would have been totally drowned and eaten up by the fish. But because of the katnos and emuna of Klal Yisrael, so the Mitzrim were zochet to a kvura. Netisim in chutz v'maretz. Mashmos ha-kvura hi. What is kvura all about? Sheyesh lemeis shame v'she'eris. A kavura means that the mace still has a place in the world. He still has a shame. There's still something left over of the mace. He's still in the world. V'asid litzmoach kiyotzi bohem. And then if they're still here, so they can come back. They can come back, like Tchias HaMesim. That's why we're very makbid on Kavura, obviously, because of Tchias HaMesim. V'asa l'tzmach yotzi b'ayim. Shein inyan ha-kavura el ha-chana l'tzmiches ha-adam mi-chadash achar Tchias HaMesim. Ze shorish koach sisra. B'teisha meyos rechev barzo shalohis orish shuv koach paro. As we learned. So the tzmicha happened, the Tchias HaMesim, so to speak, of Paro and his army happens with Sisra. Sha'asar etzrichbo lirdof achar Yisrael. Ulachain siyum neis kriyas yamtsuf benitzuch Sisra. Therefore, the end of kriyas yamtsuf is really with the defeat of Sisra. Bezeh huchzer lemetzulos koach Mitzrayim sha'ala min hayam. Then the Mitzrim who were able to come out of the Yam went back into the Yam. And then they'll be forgotten for eternity. So the milchama of Sisra was to fix, was to be misakin this chison in emuna the Klal Yisrael has. V'asu zos, and who are the ones to do this specifically? Zevulun and Naftali. Kishalchu b'mesiris nefesh l'milchama neged chelo ha'atzum shel Sisra, that they went against this unbelievable army of Sisra. Ube'emuna Shem nilcham lahem, and they had a moon that Hashem's going to fight for them. Bezos hishlimu as hamuna shal Yisrael b'lachem v'zachu lomer shira k'shira sayam, and therefore there was zochet to a shira like shira sayam. Zetochin divrei chazal k'shem shosa kadosh baruch hu nisim al yedei shevet Yehuda u'binyamin al yamsuf. This is actually the completion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'yetzia l'cheirus olam mishibud malchius, u'kimo shemisayem ashirus devora, Kain yovedu kol oivecho Hashem. There was like a complete geula in the time. This was a completion of Kriyas Yamsov. Unbelievable. He brings, I really wanted to photocopy this page. I didn't get a chance to do it. I apologize. But he brings, I don't know, it's probably at least 15, 20 psukim here that connect. I'll just read you a few of them. The connection between Kriyas Yamsov and Milchema Sisra. V'hu lochatz et Yisrael b'chazaka esrim shana. That's from Shoftim. Hu tsa'akas b'nei Yisrael ba'olai. V'mra'isi et halachas asher Mitzrayim lochatzim. Oh, sub. I saw someone, I was looking who else talks about this connection, so I found someone on the internet, and he specifically brings this out as well, the tsa'aka, that the crying out, that just like that was the beginning of the Geulas Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael cried out, so to the beginning of the Geula in the time of Sisera also. V'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael ki tesha meos rekev barzel. That's by us in Shoftim. And in Beshalach, Vayikach, Shesh Meos Rechev Bachor, V'chol Rechev Mitzrayim, V'inei Mitzrayim Nosacharim, V'yiru Ma'od, V'yitzaku, B'nei Yisrael El Hashem. We also have Kum, Kizeh Hayom, Asher Nosan Hashem Es Sisra B'yadcha, Halo Hashem Yotze Lefonecha. That's in Shoftim. And in Beshalach, Hisyatz V'ruas Yishuas Hashem, Asher Yatze Imachim Hayom, Hashem Yilochem Lochem. And we have also Min Hashamayim Nilchamu Akochavim Min Mesilosam Nilchamu Im Sisra. That's from the Shira. And we have in Beshalach Hashem Yilchem Lochem, Hashem Yilchem Lochem V'atem Tacharishum Ki Hashem Nilcham Lohem B'Mitzrayim. We also have Vayoham in both places. Vayoham Hashem Es Sisra, Vayoham Es Machane Mitzrayim. And we have Vayered Sisra Me'al HaMerkava Vayonis Beraglav Vayomer Mitzrayim Anusa Mipnei Yisrael Ki Hashem Nilcham Lohem B'Mitzrayim. Also unbelievable, we have Vayipil Kol Machana Yisisra Lefi Charav. And what was the Lashon? Lo Nishar Ad Echad. Ad Echad. And so too, L'Chocher Paro Hivim Achareim B'Yam Lo Nisharu Bohem Ad Echad. Right, Anochi Lashem Anochi Lashira, Ashira Lashem Kigoga, V'chulu V'chulu, many connections. I wanted you guys to have a copy of this. Okay, I owe that to you. Why isn't there a yontiv for Milchamas Sisra then, if it's so great? Why don't we have a yontiv? Why don't we have a yontiv? So maybe Pesach is. So Pesach is okay. But so just to finish off, we have a couple more minutes. So the big day sheish asked this kasha. But not only that, what about a yontiv on Shimshon's conquest, even for David HaMelech, right? There's no yontiv. Why don't we have any yom tovim? We have Purim and we have Hanukkah on were Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael. Why Purim and Hanukkah and not a yontif for Milchamas Sisra or Shimshon or David? Why don't we have that? So he explains. He says, first of all, we as much as we try to learn, obviously from Navim, we need to learn, and that's one of the things we hope to do in this year is to learn also the Maisa, how we can learn from what happened then. But this is really rachok. This meaning our connection to Klal Yisrael in the time of Nevi'im is very far. Meaning this whole, and he starts off this whole act of Ya'el. I mean, we can't even relate to this. How Yah was able to do this, how it was totally L'shem Shemayim, that she had not even an ounce of anything other than pure thoughts. Many say we can't even think about doing a Aver Lishma today. In those times we're able to do a Aver Lishma. In these times we can't even think about doing a Aver Lishma. And he brings also the famous idea of Rev Dessler. Rev Dessler explains that there was such a tremendous taiva for Avodah Zarah, as we'll see throughout Sefer Shoftim. There was a tremendous avodah. We don't understand it. Right, we don't understand it. So,
basically, a Shina B'Teva.
There was a Shina B'Teva, and what's the Shina B'Teva? So the Rav Dessler explains that the ability to have nevuah, and the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah are hand in hand. Once Chazal davened to take away this title for Avodah Zarah, they also took away the ability for us to have Nevuah, meaning this connection to something beyond, something higher than this world, something beyond this world, that that same koach either leads to nevuah or leads to chas v'shalom avodah zarah. We don't have that anymore. We don't, and that was in, you know, even in Bais Rishon, during Bais Rishon, there were still neviim. Klal Yisrael was still on that madriga, and therefore there were still problems of avodah zarah. Bais Sheni is a hester panim. There's no nevuah. We don't have nevuah, right? The spiritual level that we have now is much lower than it was during the times of Bais Rishon, during the times of Neviim, during the times of the Shoftim. It's much lower, but we're in that time. We're in the time of Esther Panim, and therefore, he says, that's why we have the Yom Tovim, and we made a Yom Tov for Chanukah and Purim, because this is about having Emunah v'chulu in a time of Esther Panim, as opposed to Melchemes Sisra and Shimshon and David. Those were talking about a time of Ha'aretz Panim, a time of Nevuah v'chulu, and therefore the Yom Tovim, even though, yes, in Chanami we do have Pesach and Sukkot, all revolved around Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is that one exception. But as far as the other tremendous Nisim during our history, we really relate much more to the time of Hester Panim than we do to the time of Ha'aretz Panim, the time of Nevuah. That's what he says, and that's why we don't have Yom Tovim for these things. Okay, everyone should have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and hopefully this could add something to the Seder. The whole Nechama Sisra, how it's a Hashlama of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
I thought during the Tkubat Bayit Sheni